Coach Kettig, you heard your introduction. Sam and I, first of all, want to congratulate you. We were on the call for your quarterfinal, semifinal, and championship game. In fact, Sam Hauser on the call. So, you know, you had a little bit of drama there, that game in the semifinals against Farmington, down double digits, down early against Volcano. How did this team come together first, Coach? And again, congratulations. You're on ESPN Radio 101.7, the team.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you to Greg Brown for the introduction there. So the girls are, you know, we're not an incredibly big team, and so rebounding for us is always going to be an issue. We have to work really, really hard and do some things differently offensively, not, you know, utilizing the post too much. And so it really just comes down to finding ways to attack the basket on offense without a lot of post play, and then also just defensively, just making sure we're rebounding as much as we can. And then what we ultimately did there in the fourth quarter was just start to pressure them and let our guard play take over there.
Well, and Coach, there's always that adage about defense wins championships. And at the end there in the fourth quarter against Volcano Vista, Audrey Wright and Hope Giddings, kind of a tag team defense there in your backcourt. Just talk about the job that they did to get some deflections and steals and get that clock down to triple zeros.
So the play, one of my favorite plays from the whole tournament, was Hope was there at half, and she was trying to take a charge. She didn't get the call, and I think TT kind of forgot she was there. So she got back up and snuck around behind her and caused the jump ball. And that was one of those plays that I'd really never seen before. And then I really started to feel it was going to go our way. I've watched the game a couple times now, and man, did Audrey make some plays. Audrey came up with some incredible plays to create turnovers in the fourth quarter there. She was outstanding.
Going back to Thursday morning before the semifinal, we find out that Sydney Benali is the Gatorade Player of the Year. I'm curious when she found out, because whether it was the case or not, certainly backed it up with the game against Farmington. When did she find out?
Yeah, so we all found out at the pit that morning. It's one of those things that was unexpected as far as the timing of it, as we're trying to get ourselves ready for Farmington. But it was an opportunity when we were in our pregame and in preparation for Farmington. I said, hey, we have some great news. And they, of course, with their phones and everything, they, of course, all already knew at that point.
Sure.
Anyway. And we just had an opportunity to acknowledge her. I said, our captain was awarded Gatorade Player of the Year, and the girls gave her a great round of applause. And then I said, okay, celebration over for now. We got to get ready for Farmington.
You got to get ready. Absolutely. And that game ended up being an incredible basketball game, as was the championship. And, of course, while we're talking about Sydney Benali, Coach, I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about her younger sister as well. Not even just the intensity, but the basketball IQ for an eighth grader. Just talk about how special she is as an eighth grader playing alongside her sister, Sydney Benali.
Yeah, so Kea is, as you said, is only in eighth grade, and her experience level is due to the fact that, from what I can tell, she goes to school, and then after school, it's basketball.
Wow.
And that's it. Her grandma tells me she's just dribbling the ball constantly when she sees her. And so Kea is a very, very special, very gifted player. She's having this incredible opportunity to play with her older sister. For me, I'm still figuring out the best ways to, relate and communicate with Kea. And
sure,
it's a really cool thing. I mean, she's in eighth grade, and
right,
we're playing in these massive games, ultimately, at the end of the day, she's a young kid. And so to have Sydney there to help, mentor her and get her, help her understand from a coach's point of view.
Right, the moment was never too big for her at all. Just really impressive there, Coach. We got about 30 seconds left, but I do have to ask you, state championship Saturday comes around, and we see this at times with certain teams, certain Lobo teams, where they'll break out the turquoise jerseys for some of the big events. Was the red suit for Championship Saturday, were you trying to look good, feel good, play good kind of thing there, Coach?
It's the same one from 2017, and it is 2-0 in state championship games, so I believe it speaks for itself.
Great way to put it there, Coach. All right, well, we just wanted to make sure we let you know that we are congratulating you. A great season for the Matadors, 28-3 overall and state champions. Coach Kettig, appreciate you joining us here on Team Talk, and good luck with the Matadors down the road. I think you're going to be in pretty good shape. All right, that'll do it for this hour. When we come back, we've got the top five, and a player watched the highlight of his own dunk, and the reaction itself was as good as the dunk. We'll tell you about that when we come back. ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.